Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of the Bahamas, a journey through time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 5, British Colonization. Reclaiming the Bahamas. With the fall of the Republic of Pirates, the British Crown formally asserted control over the Bahamas, solidifying its status as a colonial territory. In 1718, Captain Woodes Rogers was appointed the first royal governor, charged with restoring order and establishing a legitimate government. His efforts marked the beginning of a new chapter for the Bahamas, one defined by British law, economic ambition, and social stratification. Rogers's arrival in Nassau symbolized a turning point. His fleet of warships brought not only firepower, but also a vision for transforming the chaotic pirate haven into a structured colonial outpost. His motto, Expulsus Piratus Restituta Commercia, pirates expelled, commerce restored, reflected his dual mission of eliminating piracy and revitalizing commerce. The foundation of governance. Rogers immediately set about establishing a functioning government. He organized a council, enforced British law, and rebuilt Nassau's defenses, including Fort Nassau and later Fort Montague. These measures deterred further incursions by pirates and rival colonial powers, such as Spain. The British Crown encouraged settlement in the Bahamas by granting land to loyal subjects. Over time, these settlers, primarily of British descent, formed the backbone of Bahamian society. They brought with them European customs, traditions, and a reliance on enslaved labor, which would shape the island's social and economic structures. The role of slavery. Slavery became a central component of the Bahamian economy under British rule. Enslaved Africans were imported to work on plantations producing cotton, indigo, and other cash crops. The soil and climate of the Bahamas, however, were not as conducive to large-scale agriculture as other Caribbean islands, which limited the scale of plantation farming. Nevertheless, the presence of enslaved Africans transformed the demographic and cultural landscape of the Bahamas. By the late 18th century, enslaved people outnumbered free Europeans, creating a stratified society in which racial and economic hierarchies were rigidly enforced. The Loyalist Migration. The American Revolution, 1775 to 1783, had a significant impact on the Bahamas. Thousands of Loyalists, colonists who remained loyal to the British Crown, fled the newly independent United States and resettled in the Bahamas. They brought wealth, skills, and enslaved laborers, bolstering the island's economy. The influx of Loyalists also introduced new agricultural techniques, particularly in cotton production. While some plantations thrived temporarily, the thin soil of the Bahamas proved unsustainable for long-term farming. Many Loyalists eventually abandoned agriculture, turning instead to trade, fishing, and other industries. Cultural and religious transformation. The British colonization period saw the establishment of Anglicanism as the dominant religion. Missionary efforts, often tied to the Church of England, sought to convert both free settlers and enslaved Africans. However, the enslaved population also retained elements of their African heritage, blending traditional practices with Christianity to create syncretic religious traditions. Education during this period was limited, primarily serving the elite settler population. Enslaved individuals and their descendants had little to no access to formal education, which perpetuated cycles of inequality. Defending the territory. The Bahamas' strategic location made it a target for rival European powers, particularly Spain. Throughout the 18th century, the islands faced numerous attacks, including a significant invasion in 1782 when Spanish forces temporarily seized Nassau. The British reclaimed the territory through diplomatic negotiations, culminating in the Treaty of Paris in 1783. These conflicts underscored the Bahamas' importance as a gateway to the Caribbean and a buffer against foreign threats. The construction of additional forts, such as Fort Charlotte, reflected the ongoing need for defense. Economic shifts. As plantation agriculture declined, the Bahamian economy shifted toward maritime industries. Wrecking, salvaging goods from shipwrecks, became a lucrative and morally ambiguous trade. The shallow waters and treacherous reefs around the Bahamas caused frequent shipwrecks, providing opportunities for local salvagers to profit. Salt production also emerged as a significant industry, particularly on islands like Anagua and Eleuthera. Salt was a valuable commodity for preserving food, and Bahamian salt mines supplied markets across the Atlantic world. The seeds of social change. The late 18th and early 19th centuries saw growing resistance to slavery across the British Empire. The abolitionist movement gained momentum, fueled by moral arguments and economic changes that made slavery less profitable. In the Bahamas, enslaved individuals resisted oppression through subtle acts of defiance and, occasionally, outright rebellion. One notable example was Pompey, an enslaved African who led a rebellion on the island of Exuma in 1830. His actions, though ultimately suppressed, symbolized the growing demand for freedom and dignity among the enslaved population. Looking ahead, by the early 19th century, the Bahamas was a colony in transition. The decline of plantation agriculture, the rise of maritime industries, and the growing abolitionist movement set the stage for profound social and economic changes. The islands remain a vital part of the British Empire, but their identity and future were increasingly shaped by the resilience and contributions of their diverse population. Chapter 6. The Plantation Economy. The Rise of Plantations. In the late 18th century, the Bahamas saw a brief but significant expansion of plantation agriculture. The influx of loyalists following the American Revolution brought new agricultural expertise, wealth, and enslaved Africans to the islands. The loyalists established cotton plantations, hoping to replicate the success of agricultural economies in the southern United States and other Caribbean colonies. Cotton became the primary cash crop, and plantation owners cultivated it on islands like Exuma, Eleuthera, and Long Island. While initially promising, the plantation economy faced significant challenges that would ultimately lead to its decline. The role of enslaved Africans. The plantation system depended entirely on enslaved labor. Enslaved Africans were forced to work long hours under harsh conditions, clearing land, planting, and harvesting crops. They lived in overcrowded, rudimentary housing and were subject to brutal discipline. Despite the oppressive system, the enslaved population found ways to preserve elements of their cultural heritage. Music, dance, and oral storytelling became acts of resistance, helping enslaved individuals maintain a sense of identity and solidarity. Challenges to the plantation economy. The Bahamas' soil and climate posed significant obstacles to large-scale agriculture. The thin, sandy soil was poorly suited for crops like cotton, which quickly depleted the land's nutrients. Frequent hurricanes and tropical storms also wreaked havoc on plantations, destroying crops and infrastructure. In addition, global economic trends undermined the profitability of Bahamian plantations. Competition for more fertile colonies and technological advancements elsewhere reduced the demand for Bahamian cotton. By the early 19th century, many plantations were abandoned or repurposed for other uses. The human toll. The decline of the plantation economy did not alleviate the suffering of the enslaved population. Plantation owners often intensified their exploitation of labor to compensate for declining profits. This led to increased resistance, both covert and overt, among the enslaved. Some individuals escaped, forming maroon communities in remote areas of the islands. Others engaged in acts of sabotage, such as destroying tools or crops. These efforts, while risky, demonstrated the resilience and determination of the enslaved population to resist their oppression. The path to abolition. The abolitionist movement in Britain gained momentum in the early 19th century, driven by changing economic priorities and growing moral opposition to slavery. The British Parliament passed the Abolition of the Slave Trade Act in 1807, prohibiting the transatlantic slave trade. However, slavery itself remained legal in the Bahamas and other colonies. The enslaved population continued to resist, with figures like Pompey leading acts of rebellion that highlighted the inhumanity of the system. In 1834, the British Empire formally abolished slavery through the Slavery Abolition Act. Enslaved individuals in the Bahamas were freed, but their transition to freedom was fraught with challenges. The apprenticeship period. After abolition, the British government implemented an apprenticeship system designed to ease the transition from slavery to freedom. Under this system, formerly enslaved individuals were required to work for their former masters for a set period, ostensibly to learn skills for independent living. In practice, the apprenticeship system often perpetuated the exploitation of labor, leading to widespread dissatisfaction. Many freed individuals abandoned plantations altogether, seeking opportunities in towns or establishing subsistence farms on marginal land. Post-plantation economy. With the collapse of plantation agriculture, the Bahamas underwent a significant economic shift. Freed Africans became central to the development of new industries, including fishing, sponging, and salt production. These industries offered greater opportunities for economic independence, although systemic inequalities persisted. The decline of plantations also marked a cultural shift. Freed Africans brought their traditions, languages, and practices to the forefront of Bahamian society, blending them with European influences to create a unique cultural identity. Legacy of the plantation economy. The legacy of the plantation era is complex. On one hand, it represents a period of exploitation and suffering that shaped the social and economic foundations of the Bahamas. On the other, it underscores the resilience and resourcefulness of the Bahamian people, particularly those of African descent, who transformed their circumstances despite immense challenges. The ruins of old plantations, scattered across the islands, serve as silent witnesses to this history. Archaeological sites, such as Pompey's statue on Exuma, commemorate the struggle for freedom and justice, ensuring that the lessons of this period are not forgotten. Chapter 7. The Loyalist Migration. A New Wave of Settlers. The conclusion of the American Revolution in 1783 marked a turning point for the Bahamas. Thousands of Loyalists, American colonists who remained loyal to the British Crown, were forced to flee the newly established United States. Seeking refuge and new opportunities, many of these displaced individuals resettled in the Bahamas, bringing with them wealth, enslaved laborers, and agricultural ambitions. The British government encouraged this migration, offering land grants and financial incentives to loyalists willing to develop the islands. This influx of settlers significantly altered the social, economic, and cultural fabric of the Bahamas, transforming the landscape. The loyalists established plantations across the Bahamas, particularly on islands such as Eleuthera, Abaco, and Exuma. They cleared vast tracts of land, constructing homes, roads, and docks to support their agricultural enterprises. Towns like Hopetown on Abaco and Dunmore Town on Harbor Island were founded during this period, reflecting the settlers' aspirations for stability and prosperity. Cotton emerged as the primary crop, supported by the labor of enslaved Africans brought by the Loyalists. While initially successful, the plantation economy faced challenges due to the Bahamas' poor soil quality and frequent hurricanes, leading to the eventual decline of cotton farming. Cultural and social impact. The Loyalist migration introduced a more rigid social hierarchy to the Bahamas. At the top were the white Loyalist settlers who controlled land, resources, and political power. Enslaved Africans formed the majority of the population, working under oppressive conditions to sustain the agricultural economy. The Loyalists also brought their customs, architecture, and religion, influencing the development of Bahamian society. Anglicanism became more prominent, and colonial-era homes with distinctive pastel colors and wooden shutters became a hallmark of Bahamian architecture. The role of enslaved Africans. Enslaved Africans played a critical role in the development of the Bahamas during the Loyalist era. They worked on plantations, constructed buildings, and contributed to the maritime industries that sustained the economy. Despite the hardships they faced, enslaved individuals preserved elements of their African heritage, laying the foundation for Bahamian culture. Resistance to enslavement was a constant undercurrent. Acts of defiance included work slowdowns, sabotage, and escape. The resilience of the enslaved population would later play a pivotal role in the abolition of slavery and the emergence of a free black society in the Bahamas. Economic shifts and decline. The Loyalist dream of agricultural prosperity was short-lived. The thin sandy soil of the Bahamas proved ill-suited for large-scale cotton production, and hurricanes frequently destroyed crops and infrastructure. By the early 19th century, many Loyalists abandoned their plantations, turning instead to maritime industries such as fishing, sponging, and wrecking. The decline of the plantation economy forced the Bahamas to diversify its economy. Salt production, shipbuilding, and trade became increasingly important, with many former Loyalists adapting to these new opportunities. Free African communities. As the plantation system faltered, some enslaved individuals gained their freedom, either through manumission or by purchasing their liberty. These freed Africans established their own communities, cultivating small plots of land and engaging in trades such as fishing and basket weaving. Settlements like Gambier and Adelaide became centers of African Bahamian culture, fostering a sense of independence and resilience. Loyalist legacy. The Loyalist migration left a lasting legacy in the Bahamas. While it introduced new challenges, including the intensification of slavery, It also contributed to the island's cultural and economic development. The settlements established by the Loyalists evolve into vibrant towns, and their influence can still be seen in Bahamian architecture, religion, and governance. At the same time, the experience of enslaved Africans during this period underscored the deep injustices of the colonial system. Their contributions, struggles, and eventual triumphs over oppression remain a vital part of Bahamian history. Chapter 8, The Early 19th Century. A Colony in Transition. The early 19th century was a transformative period for the Bahamas. The decline of plantation agriculture, the rise of free African communities, and the growing abolitionist movement reshaped the island's economy and society. Amid these changes, the Bahamas began to forge a unique identity, balancing its colonial heritage with the resilience and creativity of its diverse population. The Abolitionist Movement. By the early 1800s, the abolitionist movement in Britain was gaining momentum. Campaigns by figures like William Wilberforce and Olotta Equiano highlighted the horrors of slavery, building public pressure for reform. This culminated in the British Parliament passing the Abolition of the Slave Trade Act in 1807, which banned the transatlantic slave trade. The Bahamas Act was met with mixed reactions. While it signaled hope for the enslaved population, it also sparked fear among plantation owners who relied on the trade to maintain their workforce. The ban did little to improve conditions for those already enslaved, and illegal slave trading continued in the region. The role of the Royal Navy. The British Royal Navy played a crucial role in enforcing the abolition of the slave trade. Naval patrols intercepted ships carrying enslaved Africans and freed their human cargo. Many of these liberated individuals, known as liberated Africans, were brought to the Bahamas, where they were integrated into local communities. The arrival of liberated Africans added to the cultural diversity of the Bahamas, enriching its traditions, languages, and practices. However, their transition to freedom was not without challenges, as they often faced discrimination and economic hardship. Free African Communities. By the mid-19th century, a growing number of Africans in the Bahamas were free. Some were descendants of enslaved individuals who had gained their freedom, while others were liberated Africans resettled by the Royal Navy. These free Africans established their own communities, such as Gambier, Adelaide, and Fox Hill, which became hubs of culture, education, and economic activity. In these settlements, free Africans built homes, cultivated land, and developed crafts such as straw weaving and boat building. They also established schools and churches, laying the foundation for a more inclusive society. The Methodist Church played a particularly significant role in educating freed Africans, promoting literacy and social mobility. Economic shifts. With the decline of plantation agriculture, the Bahamian economy shifted toward maritime industries. Wrecking, or salvaging goods from shipwrecks, became a major source of income. The Bahamas' treacherous reefs and shallow waters caused frequent shipwrecks, providing opportunities for locals to recover valuable cargo. Salt production also emerged as a vital industry. The salt ponds of islands like Anagua and Exuma supplied markets in the Americas and Europe. Fishing and sponging became additional pillars of the economy, sustaining many communities and fostering trade relationships with neighboring territories. The apprenticeship system. The Slavery Abolition Act of 1834 marked a turning point in Bahamian history, officially ending slavery across the British Empire. However, the transition to freedom was gradual. The British government introduced an apprenticeship system, requiring freed individuals to work for their former masters for a set period, ostensibly to prepare them for independence. In practice, the apprenticeship system perpetuated exploitation, as former masters sought to maintain control over their labor force. Discontent with this arrangement grew, and many apprentices abandoned plantations to seek better opportunities elsewhere. By 1838, the system was abolished, and full emancipation was granted. The rise of a new identity. Emancipation ushered in a new era for the Bahamas. Freed Africans began to assert their rights, contributing to the development of a distinct Bahamian culture. Junkanoo, a vibrant festival rooted in African traditions, became a symbol of cultural expression and community pride. Music, dance, and storytelling flourished, blending African, European, and Caribbean influences. This period also saw the emergence of influential leaders within the African Bahamian community. These individuals advocated for education, land ownership, and social equality, laying the groundwork for future progress. Social and political challenges. Despite these advances, the Bahamas remained a deeply unequal society. Wealth and political power were concentrated in the hands of white elites, while majority of the population, freed Africans and their descendants, faced systemic barriers to advancement. Education and economic opportunities were limited, perpetuating cycles of poverty. The colonial government, while nominally committed to reform, often prioritized the interests of the planter and merchant classes. This tension between colonial authority and local aspirations would define much of the Bahamas' social and political landscape in the decades to come.